some bread. I don't remember any butter, but maybe olive oil. And I had taken this in a leaf cup, and I wanted to eat it at a holy place, and I thought of Imlital. So I went with my leaf plate to Imlital. And just before the entrance of Imlital, a huge monkey pounced on me and took my German bread away. I still remember this to this day. And I remember I had thrown myself on the ground with the German bread on my chest to protect it, but somehow the monkey got it anyways. And I remember somehow this went into my subconscious mind. I had not been attentive, and I had associated with Imlital the word deep existential crisis. I was really, those of you who didn't know me at that time, I lived quite renounced, but German bread and butter was a must. And yes, so I had not visited Imlital for long. I think it was because of this. We, you know, these disappointments, they go somehow deep in our psyche, and they wait there until we release them. Many of our movements as conditioned souls are in response to this stored experiences, the samskaras. But then I had birthday, and someone brought me this this here, this remnant from the old tree, and with it came also a thing, the glories of Imlitala, and I read it, and I wanted to always speak about it, because, you know, when you go to Imlitalal, you will find Gonitai there. They were worshipped there by Sanatan Goswami, because Sanatan Goswami understood it is here at Imlitala where the mystery of Gaura Avatar took place. So I'm just very, very, very happy, and next time in Vrindavan, when I will be there, I will try to go there. I will have no bread with me, nothing. I will just go there. And I have been there. You can go from the Parikram path. There is a staircase which leads you right into the interior. And I encourage you to go there on your own, not with a big group, and just pray to Lord Chaitanya that he becomes, that you can develop more of a relationship with him there. Because in a way, Lord Chaitanya is difficult to understand, you know, how he is one person, but Radha Krishna in him, I mean, two persons in one, and then divine personalities, it is a great mystery, and these things are transrational. Our mind will never be able to understand it. We can repeat in good faith what we have heard, but the understanding has to come by a revelation. No? It has to be aparoksha. It has to be revealed. So I hope you were inspired. I hope it was good for you to hear this. I was in Serbia, and two very, very well-dressed people came to me and said, "Do you remember us?" I said, "Somehow," but I had no remembrance. "We are Kemal and Selma," they said. Kemal and Selma. Oh yes, I'm sitting in Gaura Bhavan on your Zen bank, you know, a little thing to sit on. And Kemal told me his story, which I found so beautiful. He said, Sachinanda Swami, you had given us books, you had given us beads, you had given us everything, but there was a time in our life 5 years ago where I put all this in a box. I closed the box and I wrote down spiritual stuff and put it far away in our apartment. And a few days ago, my father has left the body, and he said that the only thing which makes sense in this world is the Lord, is God. So I took down this box, spiritual stuff, I put everything back in its place in our apartment, and started and I went before the altar and said, I'm sorry that I left you. And my dear devotees, I think we have left Krishna also many times. It's so easy when we first become enthusiastic for Krishna consciousness, then the ice in our heart melts the first time. But then after some time, our heart again closes and freezes. Yes, and now we believe in Krishna. Yes, now we eat vegetarian prasadam, and so on. But that type of what we are talking here about is that love, that enthusiasm, that ecstasy is no longer there. And it is said to melt the ice the second time is much more difficult than the first time. Much more difficult than the first time. And much more difficult than the first time. The same is in relationship to our guru. It's easy the first time to have a good appreciation, but once our heart has closed and is frozen, it's very difficult to come back and to make it a spiritual relationship again. So for that, I think we need help. And my reason why I do this Gaura Leela evening is to turn to that most merciful avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We started with this many years ago, when Gadadha and Kalakanta had a house in Mariendorf. No, that, do you remember how many years this could be? Long, more than 15 years, no? What?
16 years,
no? And more even. And we did this regularly, and now we do it from time to time. And my personal reason is really to turn to that ecstatic, loving, golden avatar who is so kind and who has put it in his mind, I want to make these people cry with the emotional tears of love of Godhead. I want. This is how Prabhupada says. He will do this sooner or later if we can capture his lotus feet. And I'm very happy that today I could talk about this here. I'm not sure it is prepared. It is heavily prepared that no ants can. There's a lot of chemistry in it, and I need a box that closes airtight. It must be a glass box so that everyone can see it, because this is we have prepared it for the next 20,000 years. It's with heavy anti-ants and anti-deterioration, and you can smell it. Good. So I thank you all very much for being here. We have a wonderful 2 days ahead of us. Tomorrow is the Ratha Yatra. Does anyone remember or know when we assemble and where we assemble?
11:30.
11:30,
where?
Friedrichstraße. Oh, there we had a very, very wonderful temple.
If you go there, so put the roof.
We go Friedrichstraße? Oh, yeah. And then Brandenburger Tor? Anyways, Friedrichstraße is where it's happening nowadays, yes. So please come, and then the next day, the Mahalaya Yoga Studio has given us the whole studio for, and there's a big room, I understand, for Kirtan, no? And we can hear Hari Kirtan and Premanjali. So good. And I think we have prasadam for all of you. I think so, Gadara, is it?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. When you're an European, don't forget to take a bath. It's so nice to swim in the lakes. Today in the morning I did. And wonderful. Good. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Florian. Ne? Florian.